Brad, and good morning. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Fortuna recognized two people at a motel in the 800 block of Main Street as two suspects being investigated by the Eureka Police Department's POP team, and they contacted 24-year-old Jorge Ramirez Mendez and 25-year-old Teresa Graham. Detectives with the POP team were contacted, and they took over the investigation. A search of the pair's motel room and vehicle turned up more than an ounce of methamphetamine, approximately 6 pounds of processed marijuana, and numerous prescription medications. Both Ramirez Mendez and Graham were arrested and booked on possession and possession for sale, along with probation violations. Deputies from the County Drug Task Force, along with Fish and Game Warden, served a search warrant at a property in the Dutyville area of the county on Tuesday. Fish and Wildlife had received complaints about water diversion from Matole Canyon Creek and that the creek had been sucked dry. At a property in the 1800 block of Dutyville Road, officers contacted 63-year-old Bruce Turner and his 56-year-old girlfriend. A search of the property turned up two greenhouses with more than 870 plants ranging in height from 6 inches to 6 feet tall. They also confiscated some $198,000 in cash and evidence of marijuana sales activity. Turner was arrested and booked into county jail on cultivation and possession charges, and environmental charges could be filed as well. Further investigation revealed that Turner had placed a pump in the Matole Canyon Creek, leading to the deaths of hundreds of small fish and pollution of the stream bed. In conjunction with that first search warrant served in the Dutyville area, the Drug Task Force served a warrant at a second property in the 3100 block of Dyerville Road. Once again, a pump that had been placed in the Matole Canyon Creek was found, along with more than 170 growing marijuana plants, 29 pounds of processed marijuana worth about $2,000 per pound. Agents contacted two people, a 59-year-old male and his 56-year-old wife, who have not been identified. Charges will be sought for felony cultivation and possession, along with a firearms possession charge and environmental crimes. And Caltrans began work on replacing three hinges on the Klamath River Bridge on Highway 101 in Del Norte County on Wednesday, and travelers should be aware that a temporary traffic signal has been installed and will remain in place through October. Drivers should expect one-way controlled traffic with up to 10-minute delays, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Beginning on Tuesday, September 3rd, the traffic lane will be significantly narrowed to 10.5 feet, and that will affect transportation and larger vehicles wanting to cross the bridge. And fire officials report that significant progress has been made in the containment of the Corral Fire burning in the Trinity Alps. The fire has burned 12,000 acres, but weather conditions have improved and allowed hand crews and airdrops to attack the southeastern edge to protect Denny. Structure defense preparations for the small town of Denny have been completed and continue to progress in Hoopa. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last week, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit from Central Valley farmers and allowed the release of water from the Trinity Reservoir. Good news for local tribes, fishermen, and officials who feared that not releasing the water into the Klamath would have a huge impact on the health of fish stocks and the river. County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg knows the importance of water issues, even if they aren't widely contemplated.
I don't know if most people really think deeply about it and realize how important it is, and it's the new gold basically, and told people that it's the fight that's here now and it's the fight that's not going away.
Sundberg went on to criticize the lawsuit.
To have those farm communities sue the federal government to release 100,000 acre feet of water out of a somewhere around 2 million acre feet lake, for them to sue over that and possibly have a massive fish kill and not care is absolutely scary and amazing that they could even go there.
One of the largest salmon runs in recent memory is being anticipated for the Klamath this fall. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.